Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. My first guest this week is from The Prophet on CNBC. Marcus Lemonis will be joining us. Actor Peter Facinelli will be here. Concert promoter who has written a book that is absolutely fascinating about the concert promoting business. Danny Zalesko will be joining us, and then Carson Daly will be on the program. Next hour from This Is Us, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley. Also from NBC Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo will be joining us. The legendary Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials will be here. And then we'll close things out with Kelly Edwards talking about spring cleaning. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause, but we're coming right back with Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. I was just telling our guest before I went on the air, I've been in business, oh my goodness, since the mid-70s, and I know how difficult it is for people being in business and being successful in it. And then I'm amazed that those who have been able to undertake it successfully for so many years, and that's the case of our next guest. He is chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, and he's also the host of this great show Tuesdays on CNBC at 10 o'clock, The Prophet. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I meant what I said. You know, you watch the Shark Tank, you watch all these other shows, and we just had somebody from the Shark Tank on the other day. But I really like The Prophet because you do something that the other shows don't do. You get your hands dirty. And I love that.
I think the big difference, and I think the reason people like it, is because they want to take a deeper dive into what actually happens in business. And I think, you know, when you hear from some of the sharks, they talk about, you know, it's just got to be percentages and numbers and dollars and cents. And I just don't believe that that's what business is about. I really believe there's a lot more to it. And it really is about people. And I think that's one of the things that people like about The Prophet.
I think, though, what amazes me is what you do is that you go into places where people sometimes are novices. And I know you agree with the fact that a lot of people will have a lot of product or service knowledge, but they don't have any business knowledge. And my philosophy over the past 40 years has been never get involved with someone who has not least made one payroll. Okay? But you seem to have a different philosophy, and that is, look, I'll take care of the business end of it as long as you have the product knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm really looking to do, if you really kind of boil it all down, I'm really investing in an individual more than I am investing in an infrastructure. I really feel like that's my responsibility to bring the infrastructure and put a process in place. But you're essentially investing in people. And there's so many people out there that just, quite frankly, need a break. And the next great idea, the next great business could come from somebody that has a ton of passion and the right amount of humility and the right amount of sort of focus, but they just don't have necessarily the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always try to get a job when we're younger and they say you need more experience. And you can only get experience if you're given a break.
Right.
Well, I think my job is really to give people a break, and that's what I'm here for.
But how do you protect yourself, Marcus, against that one individual? I mean, I had the same thing. I was 14 years old, and I was chugging around radio stations trying to get a job, and they said, you're too young, and go get experience. How do you do that? You know, but somebody gave me a break. But if you invested in me, in a business that I had, and I wish I would have back in the days when I owned radio stations and advertising agencies, I could have used you, Marcus. But when you invest in a person, and that one person either doesn't work out or unfortunately something happens to that person, how do you recoup an investment when they're the key employee?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is that when you're going to make an investment in a business, you're really making it in an individual, and you have to hope that what they're doing, you know, makes sense, and you have to hope that what they're doing is going to be, you know, kind of riddled with integrity and the sort of things that you need. But there are times where you get involved in business and people take advantage of you, and I try not to let it sort of faze me for the next one. But, you know, there's been plenty of deals that I've lost money. I've invested over 30-something million dollars of my own money in 2.5 years on the show. And about 3 of it has gone bad. It's gone very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of business, right? You win some, you lose some, and you can't too much about it.
And there's probably a listener out there saying, well, you invested $30 million, you lost 3, that's only 10%, that's not bad odds. $3 million is a lot of money to throw out
the
window.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is important. I've lost $3 million. That money's gone.
Yeah.
And so the other $27 million is still invested in businesses that are thriving or still chugging along.
Right.
But there's no sort of guarantees with any of that. And so in some of the cases, I've had to put more money in some of the businesses. In other cases, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money, and so I take it very seriously.
Sure, absolutely.
Very hard to make money.
One of the things that I've noticed on the show, Marcus, is the fact that usually when people, and the Shark Tank does this all the time, they want the big number. They want the big percent. Okay, I'll give you, you know, $8,000, but I want 51%. You many times take a minority percentage. How do you protect yourself in that scenario?
Well, it's funny. I think people get confused. You can be a minority partner in a business and structure the deal in a sort of way that gives you the same exact thing you'd have if you have, you know, 51%.
Right.
And one of the worries that I always have about doing business with folks is making sure that they still have enough skin in the game to be interested.
Right.
And so for someone like me, all I really care about is making sure that the economics are right for me, and that the return on investment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I need to have 51% to be able to control it, because you can document it at some point in a way that says, look, I gave you a check. These are the things you have control of. These are the things you do not. Do you agree, yes or no? And if you don't agree, then, you know, we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal. What about the advice that people give? Say, don't invest in a business you have no knowledge in. Now, you do that all the time. I mean, you know business. Business is business is business. Sales is sales is sales. But when you come right down to the you're in an ice cream business right now. And before you were in it, I don't know, did you, you know, you probably ate ice cream, but you didn't make it.
I ate ice cream, but that was it. Well, there are certain businesses that I'm comfortable because I feel like the core competencies are the same. But there are some businesses that I won't invest in. A good example would be I don't invest in technology. I don't invest in anything in technology because I don't understand it. I don't know it. I'm intimidated by it. And so I have no investments of any kind. But I do invest in industries that I understand. So I understand manufacturing. I understand retail. I understand food. And so it doesn't really matter what the sector is. But I don't invest in industries that I don't know, and technology would be a good example.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, it changes so quickly. How do you even keep up with it? You got to be, you know, awake 48 hours a day. As chairman and CEO of a very successful Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises with almost 10,000 employees in over 100 cities, how do you run that, Marcus, and do this show and all of the tentacles that this show has as a result of investing your time, energy, and money into other businesses? How do you do that in the course of a day? And I know people have a lot to do with it, but, you know, you still got to manage people.
Yeah, the bulk of my life is really spent on my Camping World business. And the show does take up some time, but, you know, I'm just really, really resourceful with the time in my day. I think the other thing is I've surrounded myself with amazing people, and I know people say that all the time, but I would not be doing this show if I wasn't comfortable with the management team that I have. And quite candidly, a lot of the folks that are part of my Camping World business, sometimes when I'm not filming and I come back to the office for a couple of weeks, they kind of laugh and they say, you know, like, all right, are you ready to go back on the road again? Because they enjoy sort of the ability to run their business. A business can't be run by one person, and it's got to be run, you know, for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is maybe the best advice I can give people. You will know if the business is successful, if it's successful long after you're gone.
Right.
That's how you'll know.
You know, Marcus, I was 29 years old when I bought my first radio station, and I thought I could be, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And now in my senior years, getting things done, driving results, is through collaboration, partnership, and relationships. And that's, I know, what you say every day in your business environment.
I think the biggest thing that I worry about when I get up in the morning is, how am I going to keep people motivated, and how am I going to, you know, find partners that make sense, and how am I going to find team members that make sense? That's the thing that keeps me up at night. Not what did we sell yesterday or today, but how do you keep people motivated and how do you keep them going?
Right.
That's the thing that scares me the most.
And
by far.
I like what you say about being popular. It's not about being the good boss. I mean, from the standpoint, hey, let's have a big rah, 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 and a huge cheer every morning for the boss. The scoreboard is measured by your employees, your customers, and your family. And that's what you do successfully. I admire what you do, Marcus. I really do. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of your philosophy in the business world.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, being in business does come with some sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you miss out on some things. And so it's a tough world, and you know, my job is to take care of the business and the people that are part of it.
And with that said, when you're ready to invest in radio and television broadcasting, I'll give you my home number, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Marcus. Look forward to having you back again. Please come back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our special guest from The Prophet, the host of The Prophet, does a great job. Tuesday nights on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is what we refer to in this business as a working actor. A lot of times actors and actresses, you'll see them on television, but they haven't done the part for, 42 years. This gentleman is so busy that, to be very honest with you, I could go down this list. We'd be here for a year because he is so successful in what he does. He's got a new movie that's going to be released tomorrow on Amazon Prime called The Ravine. Joining us right now is Peter Passanelli. Hi, Peter. How are you? Nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Ron. I appreciate it.
It's nice to see a fellow countryman make well in the business that he has chosen. What part of Italy?
Northern Italy. It's a little town. It's near Trento, Italy. It's by, by the Italian Alps, like yodeling. And
that's a great way to describe it, I guess. Hey, congratulations. This movie is called The Ravine, and it's coming out tomorrow, as you mentioned, on Amazon Prime. Tell us about it, Peter.
Well, it's based on a book, and it's inspired by a true story. Eric Dane plays my best friend, and we, I have kids, and he has a family, and, one night my character ends up murdering his wife and one of his children, and Eric Dane's character is left with a lot of questions as to why and how that could have happened, and then trying to explore how he could possibly forgive his best friend for doing such a horrendous act. On my character's part, with all the talk of mental health in the world today, it's something that needs to be said, that my character must have had mental health issues in order to have done that. So it's kind of a cautionary tale as to, if you feel that you're having issues, to reach out. And if you're a friend of a friend who looks like they're having trouble, to make sure that they're okay. Maybe something like this won't happen in the future.
Peter, did I hear you say this is a true story?
Yeah, it's inspired by a true story. One of the producers, actually, Eric Dean's character is based on what he went through.
Murder, death is bad enough. Let alone when it's entangled in a situation like you just mentioned. That's got to be a compelling story. Where did you film it?
We filmed it in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Right before the pandemic, which was nice because we were able to walk around and enjoy the city.
Yeah, it's a great town. Now, in the introduction, I mentioned all the things you have done. Now, I apologize if I missed something, okay? But it is staggering. Film credits include Can Hardly Wait, opposite some really big stars, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Dylan McDermott, The Freezer, and Penny Marshall's Riding in the Cars with Boys with Drew Barrymore, The Scorpion King, opposite Dwayne Johnson, Finding Amanda with Matthew Broderick, Tempted with Burt Reynolds, The Big Kahuna with Kevin Spacey and Danny DeVito. The list goes on and on and on. Have you worked with any big names, though, Peter?
I'm still waiting. You know what's funny is my dad knows nothing about acting, because he's from Italy, so, I'll try to impress him. And I remember saying, hey, Dad, I'm working with Drew Barrymore. And he goes, is he nice? I said, I'm working with Danny DeVito. And he goes, oh, I like him. Is he in, he was in My Cousin Vinny. I was like, no, that was Joe Pesci, Dad. Like, He just has no idea. He's always like, John Wayne, that was an actor. And I was like, I can't work with John Wayne. He's dead.
You know, it's funny you say that because that is so true. That generation, of course, and you can't blame them. They, you know, they're in a different scenario. I can remember my mother-in-law, which really made it tough. She said, how do you make a living? And I said, well, you know, all you do is talk on the radio and on television. Why do you get paid? How do you make a living? Well, you know, that's a double whammy, Peter, because if you're not selling fruit, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, your mom doesn't get it because she gets to talk to you for free. So she's like, why would people pay you to talk?
Yeah, that's a very good point there. I never thought of it that way. Well, I tell you, I still am just blown away with all these credits you did. And on television with SWAT and Nurse Jackie and Glee and HBO 6 Feet Under. Tell us about, though, this prostate cancer awareness that you're involved with. I find this fascinating because you lost 30 pounds. I can't even lose 3, you know. If I lose 3, it's because, you know, I cut off my foot or something. I just can't do it.
My dad and uncle both had prostate cancer, so when Prostate Cancer Awareness Foundation came and asked me to help with this campaign, I was very keen on getting the word out because prostate cancer can be prevented, I mean, if you screen. And so, you know, getting the word out for guys to get checked, even though it's an uncomfortable topic. So we did this campaign, and because it was an uncomfortable topic, we ended up doing a campaign while I was in my underwear, because that was an uncomfortable thing to do, and to spread the word. And I had lost 30 pounds over the quarantine, eating right and exercising. I mean, before I just didn't have the time to do it, because I was so busy all the time. I would just eat whatever was in front of me. So most of it is just eating consciously, like, just trying to put good food in your mouth. And somebody said, how do you lose all that weight? I said, there's a little hole under your nose. You just put, you know, good food in it instead of bad food.
Yeah, and a lot of people over this quarantine have been just the opposite. They've pigged out and they've gained 30 pounds. You know, yeah. I failed to mention, and I apologize for this, that films like Vanished, the second movie that you actually directed, you wrote and co-starred in it, and I believe if my memory is correct, the first one that you ever directed, and my memory is not correct now because it slips my mind, it was Breaking and Exiting.
Yeah, Breaking and Exiting,
yeah,
right.
Breaking and Exiting. I'm always in awe of people who work in front of the camera and behind the camera, especially when you're directing yourself. That has got to be a challenge.
You know, I didn't think it would be, but it was, honestly. When I was doing The Vanished, Thomas Jane and Anne Heche starred in it. I didn't want to take on too big of a role directing, so I thought, oh, I'll give myself this small part and it'll be fun. But every time I was in front of camera, it was like 10,000 things were going through my mind.
Yeah.
As you're acting, you know, you're like, am I in frame? Is that, you're watching the other actors' performances. You know, you're trying to figure out the camera movement as you're saying dialogue, and I have to learn dialogue, and I have to be in costume. So I have a whole newfound respect for, like, Clint Eastwood, who is, like, doing leads and, you know, directing. Maybe I'll grow to that one day. But I enjoy collaboration, so I don't feel like I have to take it all on. But I was really excited about The Vanished because it did really well. It's on Netflix right now, and it was, like, top 5 when it came out.
Yeah.
And it got, like, 290 million views the first week. So for anyone who hasn't seen The Vanished, check it out on Netflix because I'm proud of it and people are enjoying it.
As you should be proud of The Ravine, which comes out tomorrow on Amazon Prime Video. And then I think from there goes on to another platform. I think it goes on iTunes and Google Play, too, after that, right?
Yes.
Well, Peter, you're a great guest. I think this is the first time that you've been on the show in the 30 years we've been doing it. Please don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. Talk about whatever you want to talk about because you're so good at what you do. And I appreciate the time you spent, and I wish you much luck with this new movie.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope to be on again.
Good. Let's make a plan. Thanks, Peter.
Awesome. Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Peter Facinelli has been our guest. Really a talented actor and very diverse, whether he's in front of the camera or behind of it. Very talented guy. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the state of California cannot impose any COVID restrictions on religious services held in private homes. In a 5-4 ruling, the majority wrote that the state has allowed businesses to operate during the pandemic and that targeting religious gatherings with restrictions would violate the First Amendment. California had restricted indoor religious gatherings in private residences to members of up to 3 households as long as they were wearing masks. The court's order goes into effect next week. And 2 Salt Lake County, Utah sheriff's deputies are recovering after being shot Saturday outside the Salt Lake County Metro Jail. The deputies encountered a man in the parking lot of the complex who pulled out a handgun and shot at them. The deputies returned fire and the suspect was killed. One deputy is in critical but stable condition after being shot in the eye. The other was shot in the cheek and is in stable condition. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. A new book that's out right now, and the title of it is called All Access Occupation Concert Promoter. That perked my ears, because in the over 50 years that I've been in radio, television, and music,
This is a man that I want to talk to. I'm sure that we have a lot of great mutual stories. Joining us right now with almost 12,000 concerts promoted under his belt, Danny Zalesko. Hi, Danny. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, how are you doing today? Thanks for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, when I found out about this book, I said, I have to talk to this guy because I'm still in this business. People always think that when you're around celebrities and you're around individuals that are in the public eye, that putting on a concert has got to be great fun. But it is a ton of work, and you have really outlined that with a lot of great stories in this book.
Well, you know, it's like anything else. If you're going to do it right and know what you're doing while you're doing it, especially something like this. It's so public, you know. I mean, your work is on display for everybody, whether it's when you're setting up a show or whether you come to the show. You know, what's the vibe? I mean, first things first. Are you coming in there feeling welcome? Is the show going to start on time? Is the guy behind you really going to puke on you? I mean, you know, there's a million things you got to cover when you're a promoter.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And I just, before we went on the air, I just listed a few that I could think of off the top of my head. Riders, promotion, venues, artists, demands, comp tickets, security, weather issues if it's outside, insurance, technical issues. I mean, these are all things that the person who goes to the concert doesn't have to worry about and doesn't even think about. But, boy, that is an awesome responsibility. And if one of those go wrong, who do they go to? Danny.
You just read off that list. Did you just find one of my notepads?
No.
Because that's what you were reading right there. Yeah, you know, but here's the thing, Ron. When somebody buys a ticket to a show and they're spending $25, $250, anywhere in between, they deserve to go there and not think about my problems and how much trouble this is or all the details that go into it, which you're 100% right about. There's a million things because you're talking about, depending on the size of the show, if you got a three-piece band, they got a 10-member crew.
Right.
You're feeding all of them.
Right.
You have to deal with all of them from the time you book the show till the time they leave. And hopefully they don't forget something, because then you're dealing with them the next day, too. The bottom line is you're the caretaker for a person's career in that city from the time you make the deal until, well, forever, really. You're associated and linked forever, because then there's going to be stories and reviews that are hopefully flattering and positive.
And I don't think that people realize the fact that every concert is not a moneymaker. I mean, you can have a concert that has a good crowd, a lot of expenses involved, and you might walk away even or broke on the thing. So there's a lot of stuff. I know you have a great pictorial in this book, too, over 600 pictures. And you have worked with, let me just run down the short list, if I may, okay? Alice Cooper, Willie Nelson, Aerosmith, Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, Doors, Herbie Hancock, Barbara Streisand, Kris Kristofferson, Chuck Berry, Jon Bon Jovi, Tony Bennett. Did you ever do a concert in association with Jerry Weintraub with Elvis?
No. Elvis died in 77, and 77 was the first full year that I was operating a nightclub called Dooley's here in Phoenix. I was 22 at the time. He was just a little bit out of my grasp. But if he could have hung out about two or three more years, I would have had a show with him, without question. I love Jerry Weintraub, by the way.
Jerry Weintraub was a trip. I mean, he really
did
was.
Did you see that book he wrote?
I interviewed him several times with that book. I kept reading that book over and over and over again. The way he handled Colonel Parker was absolutely unbelievable. I mean,
unbelievable. What a solid guy and, A different kind of a promoter. I mean, he's like the kind of guy that I'd like to be when I grow up. I mean, there's these guys that they say they do the same thing you do, but they're different. This guy did movies on top of that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have done movies. I don't think that's going to happen, but he really had a varied, wide, varied career and just so much fun.
It was unbelievable. And the way they cut up the money for the merchandise, Colonel put the cane on the bed and say, this is yours and this is yours. Meanwhile, Elvis didn't know what the hell was going on, but these two guys are having a great time. Now, you had some great associations, too, because of your passion, memorabilia for sports with Chicago Cubs, Ernie Banks, the Bears, Brian Piccolo, and Gale Sayers. Tell us about that portion of the book a little bit, Danny.
When I got interested in just the public, or you know, as a little kid, it just registers with you. Not everybody gets treated the same. Some people are talked about on television and on the radio, and some of them have baseball and football cards. And these people just came to life as a little kid to me in the early 60s. We, you know, like most kids, we were all about playing sports in the street or in the field. And when I finally started to get to go to the games, Wrigley Field housed not only the Cubs, but the Chicago Bears in the 60s. So we were at Wrigley Field for a few years there, around the clock, literally. We got to go to the Bears practices on Saturdays. If they won the week before and old man Hallis was in a good mood, he'd let us in for practice. We'd go on the field and shag balls from the Bobby Joe Green, the punter, and run around in the field with Gale Sayers and Brian and Butkus. You know, I mean, they were just there. They were rookies. Very exciting time, but for us, we got to stay there and keep doing it because we didn't get in the way, and we could help them out when they needed it, and we weren't gushy little kids, you know, being stupid around them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like what I learned was the key to a lot of parts of life. I mean, half of life is showing up. The other half is what do you do when you get there? We became friends with these guys instead of just, you know, fans.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with fans, but we got to be their friends, and it turned into lifelong friendships that, you know, I had Ernie for many, many years, but unfortunately with Brian, he left us. I mean, he left us before Jim Morrison. But I'll tell you what, those are two of the greatest mentors, and those guys were very young at the time, remember. They weren't old guys. I was a younger guy, but they were the two best guys that I could have had in my life at that time.
We mentioned before a lot of things that parallel our career. Aside from being in the broadcasting business, I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra, a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. And I got to tell you, because I'm an entrepreneur, Danny, like you, I do a lot of the legwork from the standpoint of booking and everything else, because it's very hard to find a Danny Zalesko these days, somebody who's dedicated. And I got to tell you, the time spent on stage is so much more enjoyable than going up to the concert date. And I give you enormous amount of credit for what you're up against, because you just don't know which way the wind's going to blow. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes people would be very disappointed if they met their idol. I mean, you've worked with a lot of people. Probably at some point you thought, what a jerk.
You know, that happens. It does. But I'll tell you what, when you consider, and I'm not going to try to talk you off the ledge on that one, because I happen to agree with you, but it happens with everybody at one time or another where you have a crummy day, right? And you run into the wrong person, or somebody you know could just set you up. But think about it with these guys. They're living completely different lives than us, because they're on the road 365 a year. And the backstage or their hotel, that's their home. And things go nuts like when we're at home, right? And we get mad or crazy or very happy about stuff that happens when we're at home, but these guys aren't there. So, you know, I mean, I would say I'm going to give them a little extra slack for being nutty sometimes. But you're right. Some people are just naturally mean or arrogant and don't have time for regular people. But I got to tell you something. For the most part, by and large, most of those guys you see, there's a reason you like them or her. And it's not just their voice or their talent. They're genuinely really great people. Somehow they were so fortunate to, on top of being good people, to be given this talent to share to people in such a way where it doesn't intimidate people, but rather draw them in and go, isn't this amazing that this person is this good? Share that with other people in public by going to a show. That's what makes it all happen and so worthwhile, you know?
It is obvious that you and I could go on for days and days and days. I would love to, because I know you're on a horrendous schedule right now.
I'm clearing the schedule, and I like you. Let's just stay here all day.
Oh, okay. Let me remind everybody, All Access Occupation Concert Promoter is available right now on Amazon Books, and you can get it at dzplive.com. And Danny, come back, because we got a lot on the agenda to talk about. I want to hear some of the Little Richard stories, and I'll tell you some of the backstories of some of the people that I've worked with and some of the frustrations that we've survived in this business.
Oh, yeah. I'd really like to do that. Let's set that up.
Okay. Thanks, Danny.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Danny Zalesko has been our guest. The name of the book is All Access Occupation Concert Promoter, and there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The USA and around the world. Delighted to have our next guest with us. It's always great when he's here, and he is one busy individual. Television, on radio, recording. Joining us right now is our friend Carson Daly. Carson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I'm not digging ditches. None of that is manual labor. I'm not working too hard.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I always tell people. You know, they say, well, what are you working so hard for? And I say, you know what? This is not manual labor. I always think of my pal and former partner, best friend, Ed McMahon, when I think of you, because I remember he called me up and he said, I did an interview with Carson Daly, and I said, boy, I said, it's good to be working with Carson again. I'll never forget that. He always said that.
That. You know, that was a great pleasure. I remember Mr. McMahon. We were shooting last call, my NBC late night show.
Right.
We were actually shooting the studio in Burbank on the NBC lot where Mr. Carson did the original Tonight Show, and that was a real thrill to get to talk to Mr. McMahon about back in the day, and Yeah, and he did the Here's Carson, and that was a real treat.
Oh, yeah. I used that on the beginning of all my stage shows, too. We were very, very close. He spent a lot of nights at my house over a nice dirty martini. But I won't get into that. That was another story.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Oh, yeah, you sure would. Some of them I can't say on the air, but I'll tell you when we get off. Hey, you're in Washington right now with a great thing called Grill of Honor. This is a terrific event involving the USO. Please tell us about it, because we can't do enough for people who serve in the military.
Well, you know, I feel the same way, Ron. As you know, for somebody who's in the public eye, many of us, a lot of philanthropic things come across our desk. There's a lot of very warranted and needed causes, and everybody's got their thing. I do a lot for breast cancer in October. It's close to my heart because of my mom. But you know what? We just can't do everything. So, you know, if I have some time out of my schedule, or I'll certainly make time, it's to support the troops. It's probably, you know, the number one thing that I do. And USO, we all know the work that they do. So they put together this fun idea of grilling. They got the six branches of the military all out here cooking in D.C. at National Park, and just got friends and family and 800 active servicemen and women. And this is really what it's about. Shake a hand, have a burger, give the money to the USO, and it's a great way to kick off. I'm really honored to be a part of it. They made their burgers, and we got to judge it, and all in the good name. Listen, the $100K was going to the USO anyway. This was just a great way to have give it to them.
You and the very lovely Brooklyn Decker are the judges. Now, in all the experience that you've had in the broadcasting business and in the public eye, you have not learned yet not to be a judge. You've got to be an MC. A judge is a tough job, Carson.
Yeah, that's the worst job. It's a role reversal for me. As you know, with being on the set of The Voice so much, I'm around all the, we call them coaches, not judges.
Right.
Like to aim high and not to put anybody down. But it was fun today, you know, for a minute to have an MC here. That's usually the listening that I do. So to sit back and get to eat burgers and be the judge, and all in the name of supporting our troops. I mean, really just my family's here. You know, they're a great way to kick off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I never asked to be a judge. I say, I'll MC this, but I don't want to judge it because I don't know how to say no to somebody, especially a veteran. You know what I'm saying? But you apparently have found the knack. Congratulations to you.
We didn't say no. It was like Air Force, very good.
Very good.
Navy, really tasty. Army, amazing. Coast Guard, absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody was very good, and then there was a winner.
Well, you know what? That means that you have the makeup for a politician.
Yeah, maybe.
You could
maybe. I'm good at Switzerland. I did that for a long time at MTV, trying not to show favoritism between genres of music, and today I did it with the various branches of the military.
You're doing a great job at that. The $100,000 to the USO on behalf of the winning branch, what I really find interesting, and I don't know how many people know this. I've known this for a long, long time because I'm in the media, but I never really realized this until about 10 years ago, that the USO is not a government agency and is privately funded. That shocked the daylights out of me.
Well, the work that they do, Ron, it is shocking. Yeah, it is. You'd think that would be, government sanctioned and supported and the best from the private sector, I guess you could say. I mean, the work that they do, shortly after 9/11, I got to do a big show with the USO.
Yeah.
We went over to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and brought, you know, Kid Rock and Jennifer Lopez, and got to do a little the morale wrangling for the troops. And listen, they're all over the globe. They're in the front lines, and they're doing what's right by the troops. It's always a pleasure. Whenever the USO calls, like, that's top of the list. Put me through. If I can do it, I'm in.
Now, how many servicemen and their families are out there today, Carson?
We have over 750,
wow.
I believe. Family, again, you know, National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, obviously. A bunch of little kids, and I met a couple wives whose husbands are currently deployed. I met a young man who was in Iraq and Afghanistan, is getting deployed to Korea tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
These are real life faces. You forget how young they are. When I was this guy's age, you know, I was drinking beer and taking full advantage of the freedoms that we have, and it's nice to be able to shake his hand and say, hey, thanks for going over there. And I have my 4-year-old son here. And it's a great lesson for him to learn and say thank you. And I think about, I can't go, you know, a day or two on a business trip being away from my kids. And I look at these men and women who, you know, go away on these tours for months, sometimes years. And, you know, and they do it for us. And it's the most commendable thing I can possibly think of.
And, you know, when you think of the USO, for many, many years, you always thought of it as being, you know, kind of an entertainment type of organization where Bob Hope would go out there and do the USO shows. But they do a lot more when it comes to supporting their families, deploying troops, military families. Families are, very well taken care of from the standpoint of support, wounded warriors, families of the fallen. They do a lot more than just a stage show.
Oh, they're at the epicenter of it all. I mean, Walter Reed down the street here, you've got, they're involved with all the other strategic partnerships they have, like Wounded Warriors and all the other organizations. It's nice to see all these different entities coming together with the same common goal, offering all of their services. And you're right. You know, again, the USS throws these events, and it's not just for the troops.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new countdown show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, me, Ron. I mean, I love radio. I'll always be a radio geek. Shows like The Voice will come and go. I started my career in radio. It's my favorite form of broadcasting. It's a great medium called the Daily Download, which will bring your top 30 favorite songs in over 80 markets. Anything to expand in radio is just a lot of fun for me.
That's very cool. And I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Danielle Bradbury. I mean, she really shocked a lot of people as a young winner.
She was the youngest competitor in the competition, Ron. She's from small town Texas. When she came to our blind auditions with the Big Red Chairs turnaround, it was the largest group she'd ever sung in front. She'd only auditioned, she had performed in front of a small congregation at a church.
Wow.
A couple hundred people. Up against great talent, and she just, it's not a race, it's a marathon, and young Danielle hung in there, great talent, she's in good hands with Blake Shelton, we're super happy for her.
The Voice is a great show. The thing I loved about it when I first saw it was the fact that when the seats are facing the other direction, that is, as you and I well know, radio, and boy, I tell you, that is a great, great premise for a program.
Well, thank you. You know, we saw it in Holland, is where it originated, and we went, my God, this thing could be a great, hit it on the air fast in America, this idea of starting with The Voice and not a popularity contest and not judges saying who's good and who's bad, but if you get goosebumps and that voice moves you, that's a good place to start to find a superstar, and so the rest is history.
Great. Hey, Carson, thanks. I don't have to tell you this, but anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome here, okay?
I appreciate it, Ron, and I would love to. If I'm in the area, I'd love to come and see you.
And good luck down there in Washington, D.C. today with the Grill of Honor. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Carson. And
thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carson Daly's been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry, so your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-7913.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Well, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, Peter Fasinelli, great actor, Danny Zalesko, who is a terrific promoter, wrote a great book about that business, and Carson Daly. Next hour, Chrissy Metz and Justin Hartley from the TV show This Is Us, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Mayo from Chicago Fire, legendary music man, Little Anthony of Little Anthony and the Imperials. Excited to talk to him, and we'll talk about spring cleaning with Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. Stick around.